Hello. Are you there? Hello, you dolphin. Yeah, you're a dolphin swimming in the ocean along with the whales. Are you here? Are you there? Are you listening? Can you hear my communications? Well, I don't know. You know, I have to ponder that. Hey, if you're a dolphin or a whale, this is a call-in radio show. If you know how to make the call, well, please do, or get one of your human friends to do it for you. Anyhow, the number is 888-627-6008. Write that down. Or no, just click it in your cell phone. Anyhow, I have to say this, you know, I can't believe the antics of Trump. I have to talk about this because Trump has made himself a world issue now, you know? He really has. If you don't understand that, whatever, doesn't matter. I mean, this nonsense that he is not going to negotiate with the Canadian head of state, simply because one of the provinces of Canada aired a statement by Reagan, you know, from the last century, and talking about tariffs, and he took it personally offensive. I mean, that's really bad that he is such a big baby that he wants to turn this into a major error, and he's acting like an oligarch, a king, a meanful ruler, a dictator. He's acting like this in his behavior. And you know what? Nobody on here, Earth here, likes this, what he's doing. And what can we say? You know? It is what it is. But meanwhile, we have galactic beings from all around the universe here to help us get rid of the evil out of our society. And he, you know, unfortunately, he does good things, but he does bad things too. Anyhow, so much for that. I just wanted to say, hey, I mean, this is nothing to connect the dots with, but it's just observation of what's going on. If you have a car and you've been driving around and visiting different streets, you'll see that, especially as soon as it gets dark, all the amazing Halloween decorations that are out. I mean, they're very sophisticated. They glow in the dark. The witches, you can hang them from a tree and they'll blow in the wind. And giant creatures, 20, 25 feet tall. Yeah, that taller than, you know, I'll be taller than you. You were 15 feet tall last year, but I'm on the top of you at 20. And the one at 20 has to listen to the guy who bought the $2,000 Halloween figure that's 25 feet tall, enough to terrify even evil aliens, and that's quite a bit. But what needs to be talked about, really, is the ongoing situation, rather, where there are world beings from other realms here trying to communicate with the human race and trying to, they want to get us to join their galactic confederation, of which comes access to all the three main beds you need for everyone to heal themselves. And that's a great phenomenal thing. It's being offered to the human race now. Of course, if you can prove it's not being offered to the human race, this show is your opportunity. Call us up here at BBS Radio, BBS Internet Radio, which I like to call Radio Free America, because we can freely talk here about anything. And that's what's good about Internet Radio. You know, I wish these galactic beings who have made so many claims that I've been listening to on the Blogspot and other places, yeah, they have billions of star craft in our solar system right now. Not millions, billions of star craft watching what's going on here on Earth. And they have control of one of the moons of Saturn. They have control of the moon now. They took it from the reptilians. And all this amazing information being presented out there, and people are being denied to even hear the story, whether it's true or not. But it is a pretty impressive story, and they're supposedly here to help us. And our governments, the governments of the world, don't want to let these good-hearted extraterrestrials give us truth, help us out, give us replicators like we've seen in Star Trek, replicate food and anything else. And that our governments don't want them, these benevolent alien beings from many races out there in the universe, to give us their medical beds. I heard they have a variety of three kinds of medical beds, and they can cure anything and solve any of your desires. You want to be brought back to not only your health cleared, but be brought back to the age of 20 to 30. They have this technology. I mean, it's amazing. And this is being kept from us by our stinking, rotten, bribe-taking governments. Yeah, and that includes you, President Trump. Yeah, not the personal issue, but you're just a crooked, bribe-taking ghoul that doesn't have the consideration of the poor people, the 98-99% of the people in this world. You only want to take care of yourself, your family, and the rest of the community. And because of that, you suck. So I got to say, I think that explains the whole situation there. But, you know, anybody does anything good, you know, I'll always acknowledge that is something good. And, hey, human race, we're going through a traumatic situation right now. The sun is getting hotter, as I'm sure you can feel, and there's more explosions from the sun. However, the local news station won't tell you of anything about that. Doesn't that make you sick? And, of course, all the local stations are owned by the big conglomerates now. And it's sickening. Important information about the human race and other races in the galaxy is being denied to you, the average person. And that's an evil in itself. And it's so disrespectful. And we're all getting tired of this crap perpetrated on us. And so, you know, it's time for people to do something. Look at the New York City race for mayor. You got somebody who was a controlled fool of the Islamic Empire that wanted to kill all non-fidels. You got a crooked politician called Cuomo, and you got poor Curtis, who only has the people behind him, but he should be elected because he is of the people, and the people are over percent. But some of you have been duped into following political parties, never mind that he's running as a Republican. Take consideration that he's running as a human being and understanding of what the poor people are subjected to. And that alone makes him 10 times better than either of the other candidates. And the Islamic guy, he calls himself a Muslim. Okay, whatever. You know, he hangs out with terrorists. You know, if he's obedient to the their book of rules and stuff, that says a lot of bad things about him right there. Says he's anti-woman. And I could go on and on. And then Cuomo, you know, guilty of 100,000 regular crimes already. But realizing that a lot of people in New York still like him. So anyhow, forget those two Democratic losers. They could never truly represent New Yorkers. And it would be the first time that a common man of the citizens would be elected to have a strong, powerful ruling commission, which would be good for humanity. And meanwhile, you know, the governments of the world are just screwing everything up. They're proving that they don't know their ass from the hole. What can I say about that? Because it's a time to take notice that things are being wrongfully allowed to happen. Now, all I got to say is, hey, if you can explain all this insanity or somebody call in and give your opinion, not too many shows will give you the opportunity to do that, but here it is. Nothing to say, don't call it. And so be it. What can we say to people that don't know how to take advantage of the situation? I don't know. What can we say? Can we say anything? What's we? Who are we? Who are you? All I have to say is that I look out at the world, what's still going on. I don't see a lot of nice things. Meanwhile, I hear these promises from the Galactic Confederation about how they're coming to our world and they're going to arrest all the bad guys, give us free replicators and free mandates. Well, I think everyone that's listening to my voice, including me, would like to see that happen. But what's with this promises, and nothing happening? We don't like that type of behavior. You know? We really don't like that behavior. Oh, my God. There's a message I saw today on the on Twitter, because I am on Twitter. And this is how it read, somebody posted. The global blackout of all the countries of the world will be on October 29th. Wow. It will be in conjunction with the EBS Emergency Broadcast System, Martial Law, and Mass Arrests of Pedophiles by the Military, by Food, Toilet Paper, Medicine. This is real alert. It is true. It is not a test. So, that's giving us all, you know, less than a week to kind of, like, get all this stuff together. We need to make sure we have plenty of food and toilet paper and medicine at home, because something is going to happen on 10/29. I mean, this is breaking news, and I only came across it a while ago, but they can take it seriously. And they have a picture of President Trump attached to it. Well, I wonder if that was his idea. Yeah. Promises, promises. Predictions, predictions. So what is going to happen? Who is going to get saved? Who is going to be treated fairly? Who is going to gain recognition? Who? And my guy is Eddie. We're all tired of bullshit. We're all tired of being duped by governments, powerful people, etc., etc. Somebody said, trust the plan, only sooner than you expect. Well, I don't know what to say about that. But, what can I say? Hey, except people need to start talking truly, you know, about what's going on. You know, the old school system is falling apart. It's over with. The new reality is still trying to be overly controlled by AI to control your mind through your phones. You don't think that's happening? Please. Have you watched the cartoon where everyone's looking on their phone and they all walk off the cliff at the same time? Well, I wonder, is there any correlation? Real correlation to that? I think we've all seen it already. And we need to understand that this is an important part of time. You know, if you're a thinking human being, this is a very, very important time. The world of truth is about to be laid upon us. You know? We're given an opportunity to move up. Said the man to the woman. I simply need the fulfillance of your presence. And you can do that reverse way, too. Absolutely. It could be, said the woman to the man. And, cooperation is a two-way street. How true that is. Well, wouldn't you like to know? If I could send or say a positive word, I guess the most positive word I could say was probably yes. Capital YES. And you try very positive, you know. Did I tell you that, or did somebody else? Anyhow, whenever you can say yes, say yes. Because it's very, very positive. And it's important to not rely on just others to put the good vibrations out there. You have your obligation to put good vibrations out there. Oh, yes, you do. And what can I say about that? Do you know that we've all been duped so unbelievably much? And this is a very important topic that everybody should be talked about. Have we been brainwashed, misaligned, taught to think wrongly, criticized beyond belief for being honest? Yes, we should all make note of that, and we should all make an attempt for those of us who understand to take command. yes, we should. We should take stand for what we believe to be true and not listen to others trying to brainwash us into following their plan. It's been said before, think for yourself. And hey, that's a famous Beatles song, by the way, from the 20th century. Think for yourself. It's also a very philosophical statement. Because we all should be thinking for ourselves. All I have to say is, I came across an interesting statement today. I mean, some of you care about New York City, this capital of the world. Some of you don't, but I came across this statement on Twitter where somebody said, do you believe New York City will completely collapse if Zohran Mamdani is elected mayor? Well, I don't think so. But, you know, that's kind of the shit that pops up on Twitter and other places. Of course, today we've all seen that Photoshop picture of the White House being demolished by a machine. And I noticed that the name on the back of the machine looks like Volvo. So we got a big construction machine with the name tag Volvo on it. And it's kind of contradiction to Trump allowing that because he wants everything to be made in America. So what kickbacks or bribes did he receive from Volvo to allow them to bring their construction demolition machine in to carry down the White House? Huh? I mean, why aren't the reporters asking that? It's quite obvious. So much for that. Meanwhile, oh my God. oh my God. You know, I just brought the image. Somebody that was on the Twitter today, it probably shouldn't have been because the pictures they showed themselves were pretty bad. You know, I don't understand why people are dying to put their image out there when some of these images are horrible. You're only going to get us to say, man, you don't look too good.
Huh.
You know that there are 23 hours and 56 minutes in a day. I believe that's it. It's not the exact 24. And time is relevant, you know. Once you gain immortality, what does it mean anymore? I mean, it's a practical thing we use every day to schedule what we plan to do within the next cycle of 23 hours and 56 minutes, or 24 hours, just to make it simple. And it's important to make things simple. If you can't understand that, where is your understanding? Meanwhile, back at the ice camp, oh my God, they're having problems ruling over the people. But at the same time, you know, the real point that needs to be made here is proper consideration of other people, regardless of criminals or not. We need to show everyone respect and consideration and not overwhelm them too much. But at the same time, we need to be firm. And did I have to tell anyone that? Really? So, the name of the show here that you're listening to is called Connect the Dots. Named after a book I wrote, I don't know, 5 years ago, whatever. 10 years ago, I can't remember. All I know is that the name of the book was Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a specific theory, but it's the theory is to connect the dots, and then you'll get to the truth. And I still make the claim, prove me wrong, anyone who buys this book, downloads it, will become a smarter person overnight. That's how much intelligent information is in here. But by simply looking at the pictures, you'll gain more knowledge than the average person. Real things are happening around us all the time, beyond the limited sight parameters of human vision. Yeah, no one ever told you that, probably, but I'm telling you now, and that's the most important thing in the book, is to just look at the pictures, what I've captured with a 35-millimeter camera. I've got the proof, to prove that it hasn't been altered. This is what really exists in the eye of the camera, which has a larger expansion of visual frequency than humans do. And so, therefore, when we have 35-millimeter, might work for 16-millimeter, too, frequency photographs, we have truth being photographed. Because if there's been any alteration, we will quickly see the alteration and know that this film has been tampered with. But in my book, nothing has been tampered with. And it reveals all these amazing things that are going on in the air. Spirit entities and creatures that nest on trees, hang out on trees, and bike trails. All this amazing photographic proof is in that book, Connect the Dots Theory, by me, author Tom Edison, also who is also the host of this program, Connect the Dots. Yes. On those, Tom, it is almost like a light bulb bit. Anyhow, I just have to say that because you, without a doubt, what does it take to download something nowadays? $5 a book that can have information that can make you a smarter person by the next day. Guaranteed. Yeah, and this is all in reading, so if you buy it and it didn't teach you anything, we'll talk about it. And I'll probably ask you a few key questions and answer them. Then I know you haven't read the book. And that's why I'm that positive that anyone who reads the book will realize they have become a smarter person than they ever imagined just by reading this one book. It's called Connect the Dots Theory by author Tom. It is, look for it. It'll make you smarter than you ever believed. And on top of that, we have whipped cream and maraschino cherry. And, well, I don't know. I prefer plain chocolate ice cream with maybe a little whipped cream. So anyhow, back to reality. You know, most of the obstacles at the Galactic Confederation have taken out, set forth the opportunity for them to land here and give us all the goodies and get rid of all the bad guys, because they apparently have the ability and technology and power to do it. So, welcome. Can you land tomorrow? I mean, really, because our stupid political leaders will, you know, will make you wait forever. Meanwhile, innocent people are dying. You could save the whole world if you just landed now and gave out the free aid. I mean, what do you got to lose? Just do it, man. Of course, they're not listening to what I'm saying, but I just had to pretend that I was talking to the Galactic Confederation. Just fucking do it, man. Whatever it is, do it. Get it done. We're tired of waiting. Our governments will let us die before they say, yes, you can land. Stop looking for permission. I explained to you guys already that, hey, just land in the ocean and start communication from there. You over 200 miles from the shoreline. Well, you can land there free of any jurisdiction. You guys claim you have all the weapons. You can put the protective dome over you. So why don't you just land in the ocean and start a ferry service so we can come out there and use your med-bed steel or something. I mean, if you're going to say you do something, well, you got to have some follow-up, and we don't see any follow-up now. All we heard is excuses for 12 years why you couldn't do this. Please, on the behalf of humanity, somehow find this message out there being broadcasted and respond to it, just like I say we, the people of Earth, want you to respond. You know, stop trying to play the evil politician's game, because they'll tell you, you can't do that. Some go beyond their jurisdiction, and you can declare you're going to do what you want. And believe me, if you got good things to offer, prairie serpents will be installed. What are you afraid of? Please. God save help us. Or we're going to have to listen to the politicians of this world that just don't know what they do. You know? They just don't know what to do. It's sickening. And now when you go out to vote, you got to vote for the least guilty of the worst. Oh, my God. Which reminds me, starting tomorrow, according to the White House, I don't know if it's true or not, all of Romania, that country in Europe, will be without internet. Internet service will be cut off. Networks will be disconnected. And it will no longer be possible to make or receive calls. But it will be all of Romania. Oh, my God. That little country is getting picked on now. I don't know by who, but I came across that information. Who knows? Too many vampires in Romania? I don't know. But October, that's tomorrow. Well, wouldn't you like to know? Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? Man, they're promoting Trump. Unbelievable. To make things happen. And of course, there's so many announcements on there that things are going to happen. I almost want to write a song called Trump. Because whatever I want done, I want to Trump it. And that will make it happen. And that's his game. Let me just Trump it for the whole world, you know? That's it. I want to Trump it. Trump it, Trump it, and Trump it for the whole world. You believe that? I don't know what to say, except, well, maybe if you trumped it, you could trump it. Hey, it could be a song. Trump, trump it. Well, let me tell you. Did you ever hear of the Brotherhood of Death? A woman out of black nobility. The decision of the Ascended Master gathered at a place, a whole group of them. This was months ago. But it's important to make notice that ascended masters and other important beings of a reality from another dimension or other dimensions are actually doing things from behind the scenes. It's just not happening fast enough, and that's what my complaint is. And it ought to be your complaint, too. Things are not happening fast enough. They had this big, big, big parade about, hey, the August, I guess, 21st, the 1221 portal opened in our world, and things were supposed to be better, more light coming in. But guess what? Not too many of us have seen any kind of real progress, which means these guys don't know what the fuck to do. I don't want to use profanity, but the reality, they don't know what to do. And that's a sad fact, because their lack of knowledge is harming us all. You know, we have offers from the galaxy to come and cure all our illnesses and get rid of all the evil people. Well, I guess of all the governments of the world that are controlled by evil, I guess that's why they don't want to participate in that plan.
because
they'll know it should be the end for them.
You know, last week on Saturday, there was, in the New York City area, there was a whole barrage of chemtrails. And I hear there it's happening in other places around the nation again. So, you know, we've got to ask ourselves, why is this stupidity still going on? All the truth has been revealed already. The planes fly out without numbers on them. They have like 100 canisters of poisons in the plane, and when they get to their position of release, they just start releasing it. It falls into the atmosphere, pollutes our air. We have to breathe. Why is this still going on? It's known. It's been known. Everybody in the world has to know about it. Certainly the people in the military and the police know that. So why isn't this thing being stopped? There is no logic to it unless you're subservient to an evil race of creatures from another planet that want to kill us. That's the only reason that anyone would be supportive of this, is because they would want to kill us. Poison the air, poison and kill not only us, but kill the earth, because that's how sickening these creatures are that have come here. They've taken up human bodies. They own all the governments in the world by whatever method they accomplish that. They own them. They've been fucking Trumpets on, man. And, come on, he's got to know about all this stupid shit going on. Why isn't he doing anything about it? Because obviously he's getting bribe money not to do anything about it. And he's a money person. Why would we accept that he doesn't accept bribes, please? That's why people get into politics, you know? That's why he ended up in politics, because he saw that's where the biggest take of the bribe money is. And that's who he is. He doesn't have solutions for shit, period. He's fucked everything up with the tariffs. Sure, it all sounds good, but in reality, the regular people are going to have to pay higher prices. And so he might be helping a small group of people, but he's not helping the general masses. And he needs to be told that. And the media is owned. They're only going to say good things about him, no matter how fucking stupid he is, because they own him. You know why? Large cathedral bells were removed is that the frequencies they emitted interfered with the vibrational patterns or frequencies that reptilian chiefs relied upon to disguise themselves as humans. Well, that sounds like a great science fiction movie, but what if it was true? I'll read it again. One of the reasons that the large cathedral bells were removed is that the frequencies from those bells interfered with the vibrational patterns or frequencies that reptilian shapeshifters relied upon to disguise themselves as humans. Wow. That should be two science fiction movies. Reptilian shapeshifters relied upon the frequencies, the vibrational patterns or frequencies that the reptilian shapeshifters relied upon to disguise themselves as humans. Wow. Is it true? Could be. You never know. I mean, that is a mystery all of a sudden why all the church bells were removed. Somebody had figured out we can expose these reptilian shapeshifters. And apparently the reptilian shapeshifters have positions of power and authority of government to get that, the orders done to make that happen. And what more can you say than that? That pretty sums up the thing. You know, we've heard of shapeshifters. I have. Maybe you haven't. Yeah, but I've heard it enough to know they exist, whether it's reptilian shapeshifters or Native American shapeshifters. They're a group. They're out there. They've been out there for a long time. And did you know that the Anunnaki, you know who the Anunnaki are to begin with, are made of semi-transparency? What? Who says that? Well, Dr. Neruda says Anunnaki were a race of non-physical beings, huh? And this is the guy that worked on the Ancient Arrow Project. Then gold, not totally physical, gold now, and a defense physical. Said that too, wow. He said the Anunnaki desire to create their clone human slaves, ability to have babies, and the Syrians help the necessity transgender. Wow. So, you know, it's in a way kind of sickening. Supposedly, the Syrians are here, one of the groups to help us now, but they certainly weren't helping us with this. Oh, man. Reptilians, human hosts, invisibility, shape-shifting. You know, according to the Galactic Confederation, they've all been removed from the surface of the Earth and underground. Well, that's good news, if that was the situation. Oh, man. You know, it's amazing to think about how many ignorant people are walking around. Like the things I talk about here, extraterrestrials and advanced science. The average person is ignorant of all of this, and that's because they rely on mainstream media, the TV, the boot tube. And they will never tell the people anything that would elevate them beyond their slave taxpaying status. Yeah, that's how it is. And if you can't see otherwise, well, you need to take a deeper look. Well, let's just change the topic here. Do you know that there's a three-step manifestation process? It's called the law of manifestations. Yes. It requires steps. It doesn't happen like a snap of a finger. The first step is a decision. In your mind, you made a decision to do something. Second step, you need to do invocation. You need to speak it out. I wish that God would help me with this problem. Something like that. And the third step is you have to take some physical action. Again, the first step is you need to make a decision in your mind to do something. The second step is you need to do an invocation, speak it out loud. And the third step is to take a physical action to achieve what you said you desired that you want to do. Wow. And let's just move on to another topic here. You know, the emerald flame is something to envision. You can visualize the emerald flame coming from the sky. And actually, the emerald flame has a higher frequency than the violet flame. And if you had been listening to my show or other people, you would have known by now that the violet flame, you call upon the violet flame to come around you and protect you from evil or harm of anything. And so now I'm talking about the emerald flame, which is even more powerful than the violet flame. So you want to call on it to come around you and protect you from harm or evil of any kind. And if you ever get to go to a Cobra workshop, you might want to join the Atgore Light Teller meditation. Command 1221 for pleased beings supports this. Oh, boy. So there's plenty of things to be doing now, but it requires action for you to do them. And again, the first three steps, you make a decision. Second step, you vocalize it out there to the universe. And the third step is you take the physical actions needed to make this happen. You can do it. It was something interesting when I went to the Cobra workshop in New York City. Cobra said women's breasts create a healing power between heart energy and sexual energy. Well, that's really amazing to know. And that perhaps explains a little explanation why a good, healthy, loving sexual relationship, let's just say between a man and a woman, can be beneficial in so many different ways. I mean, to tell you the truth, the closest, in my opinion, the closest one you can get to another is in making love in a very powerful way. And I've had many encounters to prove that to be a fact. If you and another partner can make love in a real loving, exciting way, there's nothing that can bring you closer to Tinder than that. And if you don't understand that, whatever. But that's the way to look at it. Make love, not war. And all I got to say is, hey, this is your host, Tom. It is some speaking. Name of the show here is Connect the Dots. Tell your friends to turn me. Call in next week. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. Well, tell them about the show. Tell them about they have an opportunity to say something important if they want to. Anyway, I've said plenty of important things in my life, and I just want to, like, I don't need the recognition, but I do need the money support. I've got two albums out there, Physically Powerful Enough to Make You Happy and Enlighten You to Be a Superior Being and Be a More Loving Person. The name of the first album is Songs Better Than Dylan on the CD Baby outlet, you know? You can buy it on, probably on Amazon, like anything else. But it's on the CD Baby label. You can actually view all the material, and that's 23 songs on my album. Are you... on YouTube. And it's free of charge. And then they give you the opportunity, if you thought one of those 23 songs or maybe two of them that you'd like, you could download them for 99 cents. It's a very fair program. You know, you don't have to buy the whole album. You can listen to the whole album for free, and if you take one of them, a song, maybe like Jerusalem, relating to today, that you might want to download so you can share it with your friends, because it's a hot topic this year in Jerusalem, you know. Peace can be made in Jerusalem. But I've said it's pretty much all in that song. And then I got the other album, American Party Songs, which features Are You the Partying Kind, which you'll hear the lead guitar solo at the end of the show coming up very shortly. And are you? Well, I'm the partying kind, but when you listen to the song, you might decide, yeah, you're the partying kind or want to be the partying kind. And what can I say but that? So, please check out those two albums, Songs Better Than Dylan by me, John Edison, and American Party Songs. Both of them on YouTube. You can listen to all of the songs. And maybe if you have a heart, you consider downloading one for 99 cents. I would much appreciate that. And if you click on my name, I'm listed on Saturday night, Central Time at 8 p.m., Connect the Dots, Station 1. If you scroll down, click on my name or the name of the show, and scroll down, you'll find how to subscribe to me, you know, as low as $2.99 a month. Believe me, I need every dollar I can get, because on internet radio, you have to pay for the broadcast. You know, you have to pay the producers, the broadcasters, blah, blah, blah. So that's about it, you know? And like I said, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'm going to give you the countdown, tell your friends all about the show, and tune in next week. Here it goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just angels to behold. Gotta be somebody, or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel love, or unknown. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Sleeping. I don't want to join, join in my grief. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive or known. I was here, took my stand without fear, it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.